second day of 2017. There are 63 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1929, Wall Street crashes. Black Tuesday heralds the start of the Great Depression. And on this date in 1956, the Huntley-Brinkley Report premiered on NBC TV. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. My office, along with the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, would like to invite you to a free event, Opioid Crisis and Addiction, Stopping the Cycle in Shasta County. Our keynote speaker is Sam Quinones, author of the book Dreamland. This free event will explore the opioid crisis and drug epidemic affecting our very own community. Join us for this free event on Thursday, November 16th, at 6:30 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. If you are a parent, educator, teen, community member, law enforcement, or healthcare professional, I urge you to attend. That's Thursday, November 16th at 6:30 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. Please call 225-5220 for more information.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sovereign Minds. We're just fighting our way to the microphone here. It's all kinds of stuff going on. Wow, it's Sunday once again, and it is almost the end of October, and it is almost Halloween, which is kind of appropriate considering all of the issues that are coming up lately in the news.
We have a very scary show today.
It's a scary show today. Yeah, wow. My name is Mark Kent, and I am your host once again. Cutter Mike.
You would like to, but it's not going to happen.
Cutter Mike. Wow. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around the great guy.
Good morning, Mark and Linda, and welcome back, Red.
Red Smith.
Good morning.
Who's now in the unfunded seventh circle of hell, blah, blah, blah. We got it. We'll save time. And also we have a special guest. We have a special guest this morning, too, Patrick Jones, formerly mayor of Redding City, and gosh, a whole long list of accomplishments that we could probably go on for 10, 15 minutes if we were really trying.
Well, we don't need to do that, but thank you guys for having me here, and thank you guys for doing what you do on the radio every week, every Sunday.
Every week, like clockwork. We just keep showing up regardless of what's happening. And sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but we've been starting to win. And we're going to talk about that a little bit here in a second. But I'm trying to get something keyed up here for Bob, and it's give me just a second here. I'm almost there. Anyway, here it comes, Bob. Never mind.
Alrighty.
Okay, it's not going to have a subject tagline, but you'll know it when you see it. Okay, there it goes. So anyway, a whole bunch to talk about this week. Holy crap, where do we start? We're going to talk about the historic win that the Tea Party had against the IRS a little bit.
Pecan hat?
Well, that's right. It is pecan.
It is pecan.
And now we can actually...
But it is the Tea Party pecan.
We can actually reveal that now.
Yeah.
Because we have won that, and the court documents have been signed. It still needs to be approved by the judge. But that should be just a matter of paperwork and housekeeping. And so PECON, which is Patriots Educating Concerned Americans Now, won a big court battle along with 400-plus other tea parties across the country. And we're going to explain exactly what happened and reveal all that, but you'll have to stay tuned because that will be later on in the show.
Yes, it will.
For right now, what I want to talk about is that did you know that 45% of people living in California do not speak English in their homes? Think about that for a second.
Do they speak Chinese or what?
I'm leaning towards Hispanic, but you'll never know about this stuff. You know, it could be anybody.
I believe it. I'm surprised it's not more than that, actually.
They speak Russian primarily in Sacramento.
Yeah.
There's a big...
that's actually true.
It is true.
Large Russian community.
In this big community, we welcome everybody.
Well, the real question is, in the United States, you have the right to speak whatever language you want. And so I don't care that you speak Spanish or Chinese or Russian. Doesn't matter to me. But I think the question here is, when you talk about 45% of the population of California speaking Spanish, do those 45% believe that they're Americans, or are they still believe that they are?
Let's take it one step further, Patrick.
You know, that's the difference.
Do they vote?
Do they have citizenship?
Do they have citizenship? That's exactly right. Do they have driver's license that you can show in a poll?
Sure.
And not be questioned on whether you're actually a legal voter or not.
Right, and that's really the question, not what language you speak, but do you believe that you're American? Are you American? And
are you legal
as an American?
Yeah, do you want to be? Do you want to assimilate into the American culture? Do you believe that the Constitution is the law of the land? Do you believe that the Founding Fathers set up a government where everybody had the right to be equally treated under the law and have liberty to manage their own lives without government telling them what to do every step of the way? Or we could say, hey, I like the Constitution and the Soviet Union because it's very, very good. We all live on the collective farm.
I just want my checks.
Everybody hungry. Everybody got job, though.
You know, it's so different today in that, I think about my grandparents where they came, on my mother's side anyways, they came from Europe. My grandmother was Czechoslovakian. My grandfather was found in the rubble of World War I, so he was either French or German. But they came to America, they wanted to be Americans, and they saw a great opportunity here that they didn't have from where they came. And they came here legally, and they worked hard, they raised a family, they contributed, and they created the American dream. I'm not sure this new group of people are the same way.
No.
No. They seem to have this interest in fleeing a third world rat hole to come and create a third world rat hole.
yeah, pretty much.
I hate where I live, so I came here, but I think you should behave exactly the same way as we behave from the place I fled.
Well, the guys who came across over into New York City and Ellis Island saw America as the shining beacon of freedom from the rest of the world, where a man had opportunity to create and keep the benefit of his labor, not be taxed into servitude, which has been this feudal system that's been going on for the last 5 or 10,000 years. I mean, that's who's been taking our money: government. Who keeps us in servitude? Government. Who confiscates all the stuff that we think up and keep our creativity. You know, I mean, if you go back. Where did automobiles come from? Where did electric bikes come from? I mean, you can't even cover this up. It's like an explosion in the economic print room. And now, all of a sudden, communism is a good thing because Bernie Sanders said so.
You know, another very bad statistic is, besides the 45% of Californians, or what is considered to be in a Californian, can't speak English, or that's not their primary language, but also for Californians, one-third of the entire population of this country for welfare recipients live here. One-third of welfare recipients live in California. And what does that do to our economy and to your pocketbook? What's happening to you, and how much is that costing you?
Well, it's already been proven that what they're doing is they come here and they work under the table, and then they apply for welfare, and
they get
health care, schooling, education, college, and in the meantime they're making money under the radar that they're not reporting. So not only is they're taking from the system, they're not giving in to the system at all either, most of them.
Which ultimately means it'll fail.
Forget the fraudulent tax returns and things like that get filed. And
they don't do that, do they?
No.
They cause no harm.
There's no problem.
Anyway, that study comes from Steve Camarota of the Center for Immigration Studies. So we didn't just pull that out of the air. I mean, it's actually a study. But, statistics, I don't know anymore. Can you believe anything anymore? I mean, I don't know. It seems like a high figure to me, but I don't know, 45% of people on welfare as well?
Yeah, it's hard to say, and it really is difficult because it's so normal that when you read your newspaper article or you watch television, is that you accept that information, you hear it, and you accept it, and that's a normal thing. The problem is that many times that information is half factual. They're not telling you the entire story. We see it in the local area here constantly. For my 8 years on council, I saw it continually, and it drove me crazy because it gave the public the wrong view of what was truly happening, and I had no way to reach the public and say, hey, you might want to think of it or look at it differently, and here's some other facts. And we see that all over the nation. We see it, very much up and down California. And I think of, I think of our city here as one city, but there are 488 cities in California, and I suspect many of them are doing the same thing with misinformation, half truth, half information. And so, I feel sorry for the public because the public is not ignorant, but we're only getting part of our diet, and we're not getting the rest. And so ultimately, it's a feudal system in that if the media is not going to be honest and put the information out there and let you decide if they're going to persuade or give a partial truth, how are you ever going to know what's really happening? And, when you look in California and you look at, maybe we have 40 million people here roughly, and when I go down to the Bay Area and you see the mentality that's there, and I just fear for our state greatly, and I can see it deteriorating year after year. And
very quickly at this point.
And I don't see that I see no way that it's getting better. It's continuing to get worse, and the mentality, and those people aren't ignorant people, but when they listen to those media outlets, they have no other source. They're not applying themselves to any other source of media. So the vast majority of them are fed a very bad, unhealthy diet, and it's killing our state.
Well, I'm looking at a meme that I pulled up here. Make no mistake, the whole idea of sanctuary states and cities is a concerted effort to aid an illegal invasion of the United States and destroy her from within. Now, I think that's absolutely true. And the alternative media is the only place you can actually get anything that even resembles the truth anymore. And how long has this been going on? I mean, how long have these guys been entrenched? 30 years? 40 years?
A long time. Yeah, it's hard to go back to when it started.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, with the statements you just said, Mark, are very different than what you would hear, you know, in the Sacramento Bee or in the San Francisco Chronicle. And so you're going to be then viewed as being a radical or a nut because your view is so different than mainstream media. And how do we change that?
Right? Well, I think it's changing, and I think it's changing rapidly because people are starting to not buy it. And I think it started with Trump pointing it out. Finally, somebody that said, hey, you guys are fake news. And everybody, oh, at first, oh, my God, fake news. Oh, he's a misogynist. He's a racist. He's unsophisticated. He's a, you know, whatever he is. But the real deal is they've been caught in lie after lie after lie after lie.
The San Francisco Chronicle and the William Randolph Hearst media machine back in the day invented yellow journalism. They invented the concept of fudging the news or swaying public opinion through lies on several things,
well,
everything from marijuana policy to the Spanish-American War.
Let's talk about, just to hit, you know, one of the big, sore, boiling, pus-filled bubbles this last week, is let's talk about Uranium One. Okay, they
finally
didn't...
somebody is.
I know, we talked about this, like, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
2 years ago, he said, why isn't anybody talking about the fact that somebody just sold the Russians 20% of our uranium, and it had a lot to do with the Malheur
Reservation, the Bundy thing. The reason that we have a militarized BLM is to defend the Clintons and their Russian uranium deal. Let's just, we've been saying it for 2 years, and now the House is like, oh.
There might be something here.
There's a problem. And that's not treason, is it? That's not treason where you give 20% of your uranium to a foreign government who could be your enemy to make sure that they have the building blocks of nuclear weapons?
Yeah. How about the Russian dossier thing that's coming apart? It seems now that the Democratic National Committee funded a fake dossier and a fake attack on a candidate to undermine the American political system.
Racist.
Like, yeah. Let's just call these people what they are. They're traitors.
Yeah, and any time you challenge the status quo of the news media, the Democratic smear machine, if you will, I think it goes deeper than that. It's the Communist New World Order smear machine that of course, that's the first thing they do is brand you as a moron, brand you as a nutcase, a tinfoil-wearing, hat-carrying, card-carrying, a member of a right-wing conspiracy that has nothing to do with reality, when exactly you know you're hitting you're striking in a vein, because, and I'll use another example, Obama's birth certificate. Has anybody really examined that in the media?
No.
No.
I think Hillary has.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter whether that's true or not. What matters is that they covered up the fact that there were press conferences from Joe Arpaio. I mean, there was all kinds of evidence to show that that's a fake birth certificate. Do you really trust the media at this point? And I'm bringing it up to illustrate a point. Do you trust the media to have reported that correctly and accurately and factually?
Yeah, no, and we're not going to know the truth, and on so many different things, you're not going to know the truth. You're only going to know what they want you to know, and that's the power of the media today, not only in our own little city, but all over the country. What a brutal thing we have today.
Well, it's changing, though. I mean, I'm looking at this thing right now, you know, and what people are doing is they're going out and finding alternative sources of news that they can trust, like Breitbart, the Gateway Pundits, you know, Need to Know News with Griffin, and they're running down these stories.
Citizen media has become very effective and very quick at finding sources, identifying things, and... You know, through social media, through Twitter and Facebook feeds and stuff like that, it's very hard to cover things up because very rapidly people are exposed to live footage of what's going on.
Right.
Like, take the Vegas thing. The numerous videos that show gunfire from multiple locations. You know, the statements on social media of war veterans that were in the crowd that said there was multiple shooters. You know, things like that.
Well,
it's becoming more difficult.
Here's a couple issues that are very...
We do have a couple callers on the line.
Really?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, we got to talk to people?
Yeah.
Nothing to believe.
On line one, I believe we got Gary Holohan. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, everybody. How are you, Patrick? Long time no see.
Very good, Gary.
Oh, I have some wonderful info to add to the gas tax that we voted ourselves. We did vote on that gas tax a couple months ago, the one that begins this Wednesday.
Yes.
Didn't we vote on that?
I believe that's what's known as a pregnant pause.
I thought we voted on it. I thought that was something in the Constitution. Well, never mind.
It's
anyway.
In the Constitution, Gary. Just forget about it.
My error. I'm sorry. All right. Anyway, on the fuel tax, I did a little high math here at the gasoline and then the diesel, I figured, too. And the gas tax, I figured at 12 cents a gallon added, and most people probably get 15 gallons at a shot when they want to fill up. So I figured that's $1.80 a tank we'll be paying more, and figure that you fill up three times in a month. Okay, I'm being charitable. So
yeah, don't we wish?
Doing this higher math, that's 60 times 12, you end up paying about $65 extra a year in this new gas tax. Now, the diesel people, it's easy. It rounds off to 15 gallons at 20 cents. That's $3.
That's your driving.
And times the three times you fill up, that's $9. Times a year, that's $108 more a year we'll be paying on this tax that we voted ourselves.
I think you're leaving out a few facts, Gary.
Pardon?
Well, one, he doesn't own a truck.
Yeah. I wish it was just 15 gallons.
So I can't wait to see the improvement in the roads. Patrick, being formerly on the city council, how soon do you think this gas tax will trickle down and we'll see improvement in our Reading Street?
Well, yeah, we're only, Gary, about $50 million down, so when you add this up, this should fix every road in Reading by the end of next year, I would think. And
barring all unfunded liabilities.
Unfortunately, you're right, Gary. You're going to see this illegal, unconstitutional tax. It'll go right into the great big hole in Sacramento. You're not going to see anything more of it, and people are so used to this type of thing that they don't cry or they don't do anything about it. They don't cry foul, and so it'll continue to go on and on. The government continues to get larger and larger and more inefficient. There's money now to fix every road in California, but we're not holding them accountable.
Well, we can give it to a bunch of illegal aliens. I can't let this headline go. I'm looking at this headline. This was... Illegal immigrants jump over border fence as MSNBC reports on wall construction. Think about that for a second. They're out there trying to down how, oh, this is the wall, you know, it doesn't work, and it's just a big expense. It's $9 billion, even though in the meantime it's costing us $153 billion to fund illegal alien stuff. And in the meantime, a bunch of illegal aliens run across the screen to go get by the fence that's not constructed yet.
You know, and Gary, you make a great point that each person's going to be paying, you know, 60, 80, 100, you know, and I'm afraid some of us that have vehicles where we're filling up, you know, four or five times a month, and I have to put in 25 gallons a week on my truck, we're going to be paying a lot more than that. And that's money right out of my pocket that I'm giving to the government on top of all the other taxes that I pay. And if you add them all up, seriously, a good chunk of what I have to do every day is going to feed this government that's out of control.
Mm-hmm. Income tax, property tax, fuel tax.
Right, we already have the fuel tax that they're supposed to be using for the bridges and highways and everything.
But they don't.
That they haven't.
The money's been diverted.
Exactly.
And let's talk about who this fuel tax is really pointed at.
One more brief comment, since Patrick is there. I'm thinking that the reason the city council in their wisdom is pushing marijuana is they're looking at the marijuana taxes to bail them out from the bankruptcy that's looming over the city.
Could be.
Yeah, no, they're absolutely doing that. They are short on cash. They can't tax that stuff enough to pay for the damage that they have and the unfunded liabilities that they have and just the sheer debt that they have. They won't be able to do it, but they're grasping and they're just merely kicking a can down the road. And this city will be bankrupt within 5 years and probably less than that. You know.
Yeah. Well, that's because you're looking at it through normal glasses. You're looking at the through the city council rose-colored glasses.
And I'll tell you what you got to be careful of here is the power to tax is the power to destroy. You know, you might not like the guys that they're taxing now and go get them, but what happens when they decide, hey, we want to tax your well, and we want to tax your water, and we want to tax
they
this?
They already
water.
Are. That's coming. Yeah, they're already doing that.
So this is a divisive issue, and this is my biggest thing about the marijuana thing. I hate marijuana. I'm not advocating for it, but if you attack those people in your community, who else can you attack? Because those people, whether we agree with them or not, are no worse, in my opinion, than the guys that are drinking alcohol. Now, you know, we can talk about gateway drugs and all kinds of crap, but the real deal is that if you can tax those guys into poverty, you can tax anybody into poverty. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, it just gives them one foot in the door, and they don't stop them. They just keep pushing.
And in the meantime, they're pitting one side of the community against the other.
Well, fortunately, we'll be able to vote on all that like we have in the past. All right, I'll sign off, gentlemen. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in.
We're
going to
go to a quick
that.
Break here.
Yeah, and Jimmy, if you want to call back in, we'll take your call after the break. You've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Number here is 605-4567.
Grew up. Being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies and leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. To die the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals, while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's Word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Living on a prayer for quite some time. Ground Zero, a.k.a. Oz. And, you know, this is what happens when you lose your moral compass, too. And that's what's really going to turn everything around, is when people have a resurgence back towards morality and caring about your neighbor and you know, maybe some godly attributes like, I don't know,
Well, you're seeing more of the churches stand up.
I think
and coming out. You're seeing more of the religious.
And that is what is going to stop the drug addiction. That is what is going to stop anything is you know, your youth learning that it's bad. I mean, how do you stop alcoholism? How do you stop people from abusing alcohol?
It's a symptom. It's not the core issue.
Right.
The drug addiction, the social ills, domestic violence, all of these things are symptoms of the disease. And when people cannot find prosperity, when they no longer feel that they can advance, when they feel defeated, this is where they go.
Right. Well, and again, this whole issue of this marijuana thing is ridiculous. It's a diversion from what we really need to be concentrating on, which is out-of-control government. Because if I can take your stuff today because you like to smoke marijuana, then I can take your stuff tomorrow because you like to drink alcohol or wine.
I'd like to point out that, you know, for all of these people that say that they don't like the government or what they're doing, it's the pot growers that are the ones that are spitting in the government's face.
Yeah.
It ain't you.
Yeah, it's so there is a, you know, if you want to live in a free society, you can't pick and choose who you like. You have the right to go smoke pot if you want to. It doesn't mean it's smart. It doesn't mean it's good. It doesn't mean that I'm for it. But if you don't have that right, how are you going to stop it? It's like putting a law together that says you don't have the right to commit suicide. Are you going to stop me? No. It's in the community. It's not going away. And so instead of dividing the community, let's put everybody together and concentrate on the real problem, which is the government, which is the, why do you think they made us a sanctuary state? Why do you think they're legalizing pot? Because it's a divisive issue that keeps everybody apart from concentrating on the real issue, which is government is out of control and taxing everybody into frickin' servitude. Mm-hmm. Did I miss anything?
Well, I'm glad he has an opinion upon that. No, but you're right. You know, and think about this, that California, the Senate and Assembly are passing 1,000 laws a year. Every year they're passing 900 to 1,000, and those are 900 and 1,000 things you can't do any longer. In my world, in the gun world, for example, starting January 1st of this year, you no longer will be able to mail order ammunition, bullets, clips, magazines, speed loaders, or auto loaders. They're all restricted now, and you don't have the right as a Californian to buy those outside of California and bring them in. You no longer have that. And starting in 2019... you will be taxed before you buy ammunition. You will have to get a certificate for $50. And then every time you buy ammunition, you will have a background check, and you will be charged for that background check every time you buy ammunition, bullets, clips, magazines, speed loaders, and auto loaders.
Well, this is a classic example, Patrick, of divide and conquer.
Sure.
Did you see the moronic opinion piece this last week in the Fleshlight, and about the guy says that the proof, the Las Vegas is proof that we need to ban guns because,
yes.
I mean, how moronic is that? What they're really saying is we don't want to ban guns. We only want the government to have guns.
Sure.
Because they're not saying let's get rid of all guns.
We're the only ones smart enough to have them.
Well,
and yeah.
If it's like that's what Mao Zedong said.
Yep, exactly.
Mao Zedong said, hey, we're not getting rid of all guns. We want to keep our guns, the government, so we can control all you sheeples. But we want to make sure you don't have any guns so you can you can't fight back if it gets bad.
And I remind people of this for the horrific act that was created in Nevada, where, you know, almost 60 people lost their lives and hundreds were injured. But think about this. That man had millions of dollars. He had more wherewithal than most of these types of deranged criminals have. He could have done tremendous damage with the amount of money that he had. He could have done something there that was worse than anything. He could have done a 9/11. We were lucky, in a way, that he used the firearms in such a sporadic manner that few lives were lost. He could have, with his amount of money, he was a millionaire, he could have created carnage on a scale we've never seen. And we're lucky that criminals are not turning their attention to more aggressive ways. They are using firearms, which are slow and inefficient. And he had the means and the ability to do much greater. But yet, after an event like that, what do they talk about? They don't talk about why do people do such events. They talk about let's ban a bump stock or let's ban guns.
Exactly.
And that solves nothing.
Well, and they don't talk about the fact that the Las Vegas shooter's brother was just arrested on child porn charges.
And with we're going to go to the phones. We've got Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy. Thanks for calling back.
You bet. I might be kind of regressing back to what you guys were talking about before about people speaking other languages. Well, I do projects all over the state of California. Am I still on?
Yeah, you're on the air.
You're good.
And some of these towns I go to, like Greenfield, Parlier, especially south of San Francisco, you go to some of these towns and all the shop signs, the restaurant signs, they're all in Spanish.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've had to learn how to kind of speak Spanish. I speak it like a drunken three-year-old.
Se habla español.
Sí, señor. Buenos dias. But, you know, I've had to, like, learn how to, because I do construction, so I'm on these big construction jobs. We build apartments all over the state. And here's an example. One time down by Fresno, I had to get an interpreter to talk to the main head framer. And we're talking a 60-unit apartment building. And it's like, you know, why? That's not right, I mean, in my eyes.
I agree.
Well, listen, Jimmy, we got to move it, step it up here a little bit because we're going to run out of time. We got a lot of stuff to cover here.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much all I wanted to say. And then actually, really quick, in 2004, there was 33,289,925 registered vehicles in California. That means if an average of 10 gallons of gas was burned for each car, that would be 332,899,250 gallons of gas burned a week, which would 14-cent gas tax would bring in $46,605,895 a week.
Wow.
In extra money.
Wow. That's real money.
All right, guys. Yeah. Thanks for taking part.
All right. Thanks for
Jimmy.
Calling in.
Bye.
Let's go to our second caller, Round Mountain Bob. What do you got this morning?
Hey, what it is go along with Gary and some of you people on this marijuana. I look at it this way. If you don't pass some laws about what can happen with you with marijuana and stuff, it's already getting into the schools for all the way down to grade school. But people, if you look at Washington and Colorado, people have gotten hurt at work over this. The lawsuits are bigger than the money they bring in on taxes. So what are they going to do about that?
Well, you know, it's the same thing that you can apply that same logic to alcohol. How many people are killed in car wrecks because they drink? And you're not stopping it. It's still illegal.
If you go to work drunk, they can fire you or send you home.
You can go to work
fired for being high.
Yeah, that's right. You can get fired. They can
under the influence is under the influence.
You can be fired for being under the influence
of
prescription
medication.
Yeah, but in Washington,
that was disallowed because they legalized marijuana.
Wait a minute, Bob. No, it was legalized not because they legalized marijuana, because they didn't apply the law correctly. Go after the law. Make it illegal to have it.
Right.
You can fire a guy at work. Make it illegal so that they don't sell it to school children, that they're not driving. Treat it the same way you do alcohol. If they want to sit in their home and get stoned and be stupid, then that's their problem. The problem is that it's not the marijuana that's the problem. It's the uneven application of the law that's the problem.
That's right. There you are. So something's got to be done. And are they going to do that here in Reading? Are they going to fix those laws so when people get hurt that way, they're held responsible, not the people that have nothing to do with it, pay the taxes?
Billy Bob, we have a huge advantage here in the city of Reading because we have, just like our past city attorney was a master attorney, Rick DuVernay. So I don't think the citizens of Reading have anything to fear when you have attorneys like, you know, Rick DuVernay and Barry DeWalt.
Boy, they talk about rats fleeing the ship.
Rick Bassetti and
people like that. Yeah.
If both sides of this issue would just get in a room with each other with a half an open mind towards each other.
And come to some
works. Keep it away from the schools. Keep it away from the kids. Set aside certain places as you would a bar. You know,
wait a minute. People do this stuff at home. They do it at night.
Right.
They think that their kids don't see it because they're asleep. But yet they wake up.
But how is that any different than the guy that goes home and whacks down a six-pack and some Jack Daniels and starts
beating his wife? And then they find their drugs. So what do? They try it.
But what's the
difference?
Same things with alcohol and cigarettes.
Exactly.
But you're not yelling to get rid of those.
And you're not yelling to take all their property.
And there's already a law against it, right? It's illegal anyway.
No.
You follow the law.
All I'm saying is that everybody's supposed to be treated equally under the law. The law, rule of law is supposed to be applied equally. It's not being applied equally.
That's true.
All right. Anyway, we got to move on. Thanks for the call, Bob. We appreciate your comments. All right. So, you know, part of this is this politics of identity and this politics of division, and that's what I don't like. That's the problem, is we need to get together and solve some of these issues, but not in a way that singles out any member of the community different than another member.
Exactly.
Well, if they do it with that, they'll do it with everything, whether it's guns or no matter what the next issue is.
That's the point.
That's the one that has always gotten me. is you have the people on the side of the marijuana issue that says no law you pass is going to stop people from having marijuana, but then they want more gun laws. And then the gun people are the same way. They say no matter what law you pass, criminals are going to have guns, but then they want more marijuana laws to stop people from getting marijuana. And I'm just staring there open-mouthed, dumbfounded, going, are you even listening to each other?
Right,
exactly. In a free society, people have the right to be stupid, unfortunately, as long as they don't hurt anybody else. That's it. That's it in a nutshell. Okay, well, let's go to a break, Bob, and we'll come back, and we're going to...
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, November 17th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change
Sovereign Mind Radio. Yeah, that's the power of love.
I guess that depends on your definition of
good God,
love.
Y'all.
Just calling them how we
other
see
other ways.
Let's drop the marijuana and move on.
Smoke okay. weed every day.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to, and you can't make me, Bob. Not that I've ever smoked it before.
Oh, no, never.
I've never ever. I was a model citizen. I was a model citizen
it's
as a youth.
I've never smoked it.
Yeah. Well, see, you might not be lying.
Well, you know, back to that truth thing, you know, and fake news and all that.
You know, speaking of fake news, before we go to the gun thing, did you know that they spent over 1,000 minutes on the Russia thing, and since this whole development of the uranium one, not 1 minute?
Not a word.
Yeah. Anyway, well, let's go to...
People don't know that.
What's the new changes? What do we need to talk about here?
Well, some of the biggest one, you know, this ammo registration is going to be very devastating for the public and for dealers in California, because when you take a look at most firearm shops, and our firearm shop has been here in California for 55 years, and every year getting tougher and tougher. But what this is going to do is it's going to drive people to buy their ammunition and these other related products outside of California. And so we're going to lose, 20-30% of our business. And other states like Oregon and Nevada will clearly pick that up, and people will do that. Why will people take the time to go to Nevada and Oregon to buy? Because every time you buy your ammunition, the government is going to track it. They're going to treat it like a firearm purchase, and that's what they've said. So every time you buy a box of 22 shells, you will have to pay for a background check. They're going to keep track of what you buy and subject you to limitations. That's our California government helping you.
Yeah.
And we've let them do that, and they consider that to be acceptable. In their eyes, hey, we've regulated firearms, but we have not regulated ammunition. And so if we regulate ammunition, we're just trying to create sensible gun laws that keeps ammunition out of the hands of criminals.
Well,
but yet, you have already got a certificate saying that you're law-abiding, you have a good background, but yet they're going to do a background check, and you're going to be charged a background check each and every time. This is a situation where they're getting money out of you and pushing you to become a criminal because you're going to end up buying it out of state.
Well, I see on the horizon a lot of people are going to start making their own ammunition.
I was
going
to say, are they going to regulate
or they'll get to that,
soon?
I'm sure,
yeah.
Eventually.
But eventually, create an underground black market for ammunition
which is what
from
they're,
other states.
Correct, which is what which will happen.
Sure.
And
because an illegal law at the state level is not a law at all. If it's not constitutional, it's not legal. And that's the real bottom line here. I don't care what kind of a crappy law they make down in Sacramento. We have a right by the Second Amendment to, you know, not only keep and bear, but be able to have them workably usable, whether you have ammunition or not. And that's so.
Well, and I pose this question to you, and if you think about it, so here, you're law-abiding. You have a certificate. You've passed your background check. So the state knows you have a good background. You're not a criminal. You're not a guy creating crime. You're not a guy or gal creating crime. So they know that. Yet they're going to keep track of your ammunition purchases. They're going to know every type of ammunition that you buy and keep that in a massive database. Is that information there to help you? Is that there to help you? And obviously it's not there to help you. It's a punitive thing in that it's there because they're going to see some people buying more ammunition than they like. When a guy comes in and buys a couple thousand rounds of ammunition, that's nothing to me. That's a good weekend of fun right there. But to the state, that's, you're gonna do a criminal act. Why would you need a couple thousand rounds of ammunition? And so they're going to restrict you, control you, and that's the kind of tyrannical government that we have in Sacramento. And when you talk to people in the Bay Area, you know, they don't understand it. They really think that this stuff is helpful when it's counterproductive. it's pushing people out of California at an unprecedented rate.
Well, and they never talk about the why is it in the Constitution in the first place? Because it's this exact thing that's happening. When government gets so out of control that it starts taking your property, starts taking your livelihood away, shuts you down with gas taps, carbs, you know.
Total control.
Total control of everything. You have to be able to fight back. But I only have to ask you one question. Did I fire 5 shots or 6?
And with that, we'll get to the top of the hour. Stay tuned for the second hour of Sovereign Minds. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567.
So gently that when she passes, each one she passes goes
so sadly. KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. New troubles on one hurricane-ravaged island.
Puerto Rico's governor, Ricardo Rossello, has called on the island's power authority to cancel its $300 million contract with Whitefish Energy. The company from Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's Montana hometown has been working to rebuild a power grid that was mostly destroyed by Hurricane Maria more than a month ago. Roughly 70% of the island remains without electricity. There has been growing scrutiny of the company's role, and members of Congress are calling for an investigation. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says it has not approved any reimbursement request from Whitefish, but the governor says at least $8 million has been paid so far. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Senate will tackle a full slate of judicial nominations this week.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has set the stage for several votes on appeals court nominees. The agenda addresses criticisms from conservative groups who have demanded faster action on confirmations. Some of Senator McConnell's GOP colleagues have urged him to keep the Senate in session nonstop until the plate is cleared. Even after that, several federal judiciary vacancies will remain, since President Donald Trump has nominated judges for only about a third of the positions that are open. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
The tension surrounding Catalonia's push for independence from Spain has spooked more than 1,500 companies, which have decided to move their official headquarters out of the wealthy region in recent weeks. The companies fear they'll no longer be covered by Spanish or EU law if Catalonia manages to break away. Somalia's government has fired the country's police and intelligence chiefs today in the wake of Saturday's deadly terrorist attack, which killed at least 23 people and wounded more than 30. This latest assault comes 2 weeks after one in which 350 people were killed by a bomb blast. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-330-6865. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrated Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now. 800-330-6865. 800-330-6865. That's 800-330-6865.
Senator Bob Corker is not ruling out a possible run in 2020 against President Trump.
But he adds he's focused on the next 14 months of his term and isn't thinking that far ahead. Attending a Tennessee Economic Development Conference, Corker also said Friday any impeachment effort isn't realistic and won't happen. This week, Corker doubled down on criticisms of Mr. Trump, calling him utterly untruthful and responsible for the debasement of our nation. Patrick Frost reporting.
Oakland A's catcher Bruce Maxwell has been arrested in Arizona after a food delivery person says he pointed a gun at her. Scottsdale police say officers went to Maxwell's home last night after getting a call about a person with a gun. He was booked on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and disorderly conduct. The 26-year-old hit .237 this year, is projected to be the starter next year. He also became the first Major League Baseball player to take a knee during the national anthem. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. That new Apple store in downtown Chicago will dim its lights after complaints from wildlife groups that say its glassy facade is causing deadly bird strikes.
The new two-story store with floor-to-ceiling glass along the Chicago River opened October 20th. Members of the volunteer group Chicago Bird Collision Monitors say they found dead birds at the store, and they blame the store's exterior glass walls and night lighting. Officials from Apple say they would get the lights down as much as possible overnight through the migratory season. Experts say city lights often disorient birds, causing them to crash into buildings and fall. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, October the 29th, and a birthday it is for some famous people, including actor Richard Dreyfuss, who is 70 years old today. Comic strip artist Tom Wilson, best known for Ziggy, turns 60 today, and Olympic gold medal bobsledder Vonetta Flowers is 44. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. Join us, the Shasta Marines, in celebrating the 242nd birthday of our United States Marine Corps. This year, the event takes place at Wind River Casino on Friday, November 10th. Our guest speaker will be a young Marine who served in Iraq and paid a high price for his service. For information, contact Mike at 524-7595. That number again, 524-7595. We hope to see you there, Marines. Semper Fi.
Help raise awareness and join the fight against lung cancer at the 9th Annual Lung Affair Bingo Bash on November 4th. This exciting event will include door prizes, silent auction, and lots of bingo action for a great cause. It all happens at the Anderson VFW Hall, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Pick up tickets today for just $20 at Pace Cancer Center or Pulse Urgent Care. Help take out a killer at the 9th Annual Lung Affair Bingo Bash, Saturday, November 4th from 1 to 5 p.m. Sponsors include Dr. Matthew Allen, Dr. Gisela Akonsky, Dr. Raphael Lupercio, and Dr. Pius DeNuca.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Goes out to Sally. I know that we played it last hour too, but Sally really likes Jackson Brown. So anyway, we're here talking about
we're talking all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we've been all over the map, but we're on guns in the state of California, and it's the Acaldes of our passing laws down there for the peons.
Yeah, and you know, these guys, each year, you're going to see, you know, 5-6 new laws each year. Next year and the year after that, with a new governor, most likely our lieutenant governor will be the next governor, and you'll probably see an uptake of new laws. He'll pressure the legislature to bring more on and to be a little bit more aggressive than what Brown has been. For next year and the year after, we've got a couple important laws that have already passed. One particular law, a federal judge here in California has thrown out, saying that it's unconstitutional, and so that's the magazine capacity ban. So the state of California said that if you own a magazine over 10 rounds, a detachable magazine over 10 rounds, any caliber, that you have to turn it in or get it out of the state. You no longer are safe to own that. A federal judge ruled that that is unconstitutional because there was no reimbursement clause. So we've won on that. The state has appealed it. We'll see what happens on appeal. But for now, if you've purchased magazines, detachable magazines, prior to the year 2000, you get to keep them in your possession and still use them until such time as we're told differently. Or the state passes yet another law that says we will take them from you and we will reimburse you at government code offer. So a little bit of a victory there. The assault weapon ban, that ban, we have two assault weapon bans in effect, the 1989 ban, and that one wasn't terribly effective, so they created a new ban in the year 2000. That ban is in effect, and then they just recently amended that ban, basically saying that if you have a type of gun that has a bullet button, that is also considered an assault weapon, and by July of next year, of 2018, you have to register that with the state or any other gun that meets the definition of an assault weapon, and that can be some handguns, that can be shotguns, and, of course, lots of rifles. And if you register it, and you're required to by July of next year, you have to take photos of it and submit it all electronically. Also, you have to give the address where the gun will be stored. And any law enforcement,
I'm going to run right out and do this, Patrick.
So any law enforcement agency can come and knock on your door, and you have to produce that registered assault weapon if you choose to register the gun. Now, if you don't by July 1st, you're in possession of an unregistered illegal assault weapon, and that is a felony. And there's certainly been plenty of court cases, and you'll be tried by a group of your peers. The good news in that is that there is a definition of what an assault weapon is, and you can make changes to your gun. On an AR-15, for example, that has a bullet button, there's a new feature out now that's called a maglock. It's very popular. It runs about $50, and it takes the bullet button off and puts a new type of device on that we believe is no longer meeting the definition of an assault weapon. You do not have to register it as an assault weapon. You can continue to use it. You do not have to register it, and no one can come knock on your door. Lots of people are doing that. That's called a maglock. It's very popular on ARs. For some of the other guns, it's more difficult to convert them so that they no longer have the features. So,
can we just take them out of state and hand them to our cousin?
That is correct. Of course, that's what they want. They want you to get guns out of the state, and I encourage people not to, because it's what they want. They want you to leave the state. They want you to leave the state with your guns. I say, let's beat them. They know how to pass laws, but we are smarter than them when it comes to firearms.
And well, you know, we get the state of Jefferson, and we won't even have to leave the state.
I agree. And really, that's the final solution to all this tyrannical government in Sacramento, is that we must split ourselves off from these people, because they are not going to stop.
Right.
In fact, they're just warming up. This is only the beginning.
Yeah, wait till Gruesome Newsom gets in there.
You know, and what they have been doing, I call it a herding effect. You've got several million gun owners in California. They want all the guns gone right now. They have the power to pass any law that they want in Sacramento with regards to anti-gun legislation. But they do fear the gun owner. That's, of course, what the Second Amendment was all about, to keep your government tyrannical. You needed to have the government fear the people, an armed population. Mm-hmm. So they're pushing us a little at a time, seeing what we will and won't tolerate.
Well, no law is legal if it doesn't have the consent of the governed. And that's really what it comes down to, is we the people enforcing the law. So that's why you're seeing the State of Jefferson movement splitting off from the state, and that's what's going to eventually happen, whether it's with violence or without violence. I mean, we want it all to be without violence. We want these legal solutions to be done, you know, according to legal methods, so that it doesn't have to go too far. But the ultimate solution is the people have to enforce the law if the government is out of control.
Correct. When you have a tyrannical government, you are forced into action as an American. You don't really have any other choice.
That's exactly
well,
right.
Well, there's going to come a time where people are done trying to find ways around these guys, and they're going to start going through them.
You know, whether it's the ammo registration that hugely infringes on your rights, whether it's a precedent-setting magazine ban that says you can't have this, we're taking this property from you. If that precedent, and ultimately I believe that precedent will be set here in California, when the state can deem something that you own as unsafe and take it from you, then you're in big trouble.
Well, yeah. And that's kind of what's happened with these forfeiture laws, you know. That's why I'm so dead set against that other thing that we were talking about with the marijuana laws. You know, the civil forfeiture is being implemented on the guys that are growing and smoking pot can be implemented on the guys that are having guns, because all of a sudden they just walk in and go, well, it's we've got a precedent over here, so what's the difference between us coming in and taking all your stuff?
And the problem is, once we lose a right, getting it back is almost unheard of.
It usually takes violence.
Yeah.
You know, and most Californians are unaware that we're passing 900 to 1,000 laws a year. They're unaware of that because you're not seeing it in the paper. You're not seeing that. If most people really understood how many laws are being passed each year, they really should be furious, irate. But yet nothing happens, because it's how the media works it. They simply do not want the public to know what all was happening. And we're not just talking about gun laws, but we're talking in
every aspect of our life. And that's what it's going to take, is enough people getting their personally getting affected by it and having their nose rubbed in it until they get to the point where it's all over them. And that's starting to happen. Enough to where you look at how many states have joined the Jefferson movement.
Sure.
Or I mean, how many counties. So and it's going across the board. If that court case goes through and there's a win there, and they've got some real problems, because you're going to see a lot of blue states turn red.
Sure.
And, you know, you look at the last election, that's why I think we're winning. I think we're winning because look at the last election. Out of 3,000, 51 counties or whatever it was nationwide, you know, Hillary won 51 of the counties, or 56 of them, whatever the number is, and Trump won over 3,000 of the counties. That tells you something right there. That tells you, number one, that's why we have an electoral college. Mm-hmm. But number two, it also tells you that the rural areas have had enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, world history is now showing that the majority of the populations now live in the cities throughout the world,
right,
and in the United States. And as long as, like in California, as long as they have the power by the population, rural California loses.
Well, and that's what's going to happen with this. If this court case is won,
correct,
then it's going to overturn that. And now that's going to redistribute the power back into the rural communities.
No, it's huge, because what it does is it can change the country.
Correct.
By how many U.S. senators are now going to be going back to Washington. So it's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
The Supreme Court will want to hear this case. I believe if it gets there, they will take the case.
I think it's a shoe in either way. Whether they win at the Ninth Circuit level or we win, it's going to be appealed, and I think it's going to head up there anyway. So.
And yet, where is it in the paper?
Isn't that funny that the records... I can't even say it. Because it's really true. They are complicit in a disinformation campaign that is across the country by the media, that's been bought up by the big corporations working in conjunction with the Federal Reserve Bank, or, you know, the government, the Democratic Party, however you want to frame it, I don't even care. But to say that there is not a concerted effort across the board to not keep the American people informed.
Right. Well, and it's just pure corruption, and our paper is involved in it. I've told people for years, do not
garbage.
Give them a nickel.
They
were better than this years and years before. And they should not receive our money today. Mm-hmm. And it's why their numbers are way down. But they have a responsibility to print the truth. They do. And they're not doing that.
I agree.
Very biased, and it's really hurting our city, and so many papers are hurting our state and hurting our country. And so we've got a hill to climb there. And so if anybody has a big checkbook and would like to buy that paper, and it has been talked about before.
Well,
sure.
I really don't want to. I really wouldn't want to buy an ongoing concern that's going down the tube.
I think the people ought to go and lay their hands on every record searchlight they can get their hands on, drive on up there and throw them out back in their parking lot. Here you go.
I don't think I would say that on the air. But
well,
he was kidding.
No.
Not really.
Well, and I just haven't, you know, I used to spend a lot of money with them in advertising, and I refuse to. It's not that I don't want to reach people with whatever message that I have, but I cannot, in good moral conscience, give an organization like that any money, no matter how little it
right.
may be.
Yeah, I quit getting. I shut off the TV. I quit getting the newspaper just because, you know something, I'm not going to fund my own destruction as far as my information.
You know, when I was on council, I caught them with absolute fact, giving the public in Reading the information that they wanted and not the truth, protecting certain people. Hiding corruption.
Absolutely.
I've seen it firsthand, and yet nothing is done. And so it's, to me, they are a corrupt organization, and I really have, I want nothing to do with them. And I'm not sure how to handle it, you know. I mean,
I think we are handling it. We've got to become the media. That's why we're doing this.
We've all experienced it firsthand. I myself, who have done interviews with the Record Searchlight, have had my own words taken out of context, distorted, and swapped around. That's why I quit talking.
That's why we show up here
every
Sunday. That's why we show up here every Sunday for the last 6 years and keep giving people alternative news and alternative headlines and alternative, you know, information that they're not getting in the mainstream because the mainstream is a bunch of crap.
Well, I don't think it's alternative. I think it's just...
The truth.
It's the truth.
It's really what's going on. This is really what's happening.
If we figure out that we're not telling you the truth, we'll tell you the truth. Yeah. We'll tell you that we got it wrong.
Well,
you know?
And we'll admit that, you know, if we were led to believe something and then when we were wrong, we'll tell you we were wrong.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know? It's not that hard to say, hey, I made a mistake.
When the first, I remember back in 2007, the first bond for Stillwater Business Park came up. It was a $10 million bond. I was new on council there only for a few months. I supported that bond. And the very next day, I went to the city manager and said, I made a mistake. I supported a bond. I think it's wrong. I don't think that's the role of government. And I'll be vocal against it from here on out. And I told the public I was wrong. I voted in favor of that. And I was wrong. It's not what government needs to be doing. And I admit my mistake. And now we need to correct it. It was not corrected. And so now we've spent... you know, $40 million, and we have nothing to show.
Yeah, and it's was projected through the grand jury report to be as high as 76.
Correct.
Yeah, so anyway, let's go to a break. And
I have to be going.
Well, before we do, if you're going to leave, you're going to stay after the break? Or
no, I better get going. So we should mention just
before let's
the break,
bring up the gun show that's coming up.
Yeah, we've got I produce the Reading Gun Show, and very proud to keep that tradition alive here in Reading. And that's at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, November 18th and 19th. That's a Saturday and Sunday. And we've got you know, a mountain of ammunition there. We've got great ammunition vendors. We've got guns of all type, new and used, off roster, unique guns, collectible guns, brand new carry guns, you name it. We've got all types of different stuff and accessories for the ladies and for the men, and all kinds of parts and accessories. And so it's just a good old-fashioned gun show. And that's right on Hilltop Drive, 1900 Hilltop Drive. At the Holiday Inn Convention Center, November 18th and 19th. And if you have a gun that you don't need or something, bring it on by. And, you know, we've got hundreds of vendors there and a couple thousand people in that room. And so it's a good place to sell stuff, too. So we encourage that. It's a buy-sell-trade kind of deal, and it's a lot of fun, and I've been very happy to keep it going.
And what, the doors, we open up at 9?
9 both days, Saturday and Sunday, and it's always you know, a little bit tight in that room Saturday morning, so you might want to come in the afternoon or Sunday or both days, better yet. But come on by. It's a great time and lots of good deals, and you're going to see stuff, I guarantee you, that you're going to want. And, of course, all state and federal laws will be adhered to.
And what's the mission this year?
$7.
$7.
Yeah, and leave your CCW at home.
Yeah, and we tell folks, unfortunately, you know, and I'm a big CCW guy, and I carry every day. But unfortunately, under California law, inside a gun show, you can't carry concealed, can't have a loaded firearm inside a gun show. So leave it out in the vehicle or leave it home for that morning when you're there or that afternoon. And we try to adhere to all the laws.
And then before we let you go, I know people have asked me, like, for the proceeds from the gun show.
Yep.
What are you doing with them? And where are you with the permits and stuff out there?
Well, I've given most of it to Hillary. No.
I knew that wasn't correct.
You're fired.
No, I've been working for several years, many years now. I've been working on a local gun range. It'll be open to the public. And so all these proceeds have been going to fund different aspects of the gun range. And I'm glad to say now that I'm getting very close. I have Army Corps of Engineers agreeing, and they are approving of the project.
Nice.
California Fish and Wildlife, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Water Quality Control, and so we're getting some progress. We'll be back with the county here shortly, and so all the funds have been going to pay for various studies, traffic studies, noise studies, and biological studies, and so it's nice to know that something with a gun show is going to help a local gun range that will be open to the public, so I've been happy with that.
Yeah, we appreciate
that. So are you
going
to be able to shoot a 50 cal out there? Or?
I believe so.
All right.
I mean, so hopefully people don't go out to Iron Mountain Road and light the hillside on fire anymore.
Well, you know, you should never have a fire at a range if it's properly maintained. It should never happen.
Yeah.
But BLM does that on purpose, and that's for another day.
All right. We want to thank you for coming in, Patrick. We appreciate it. We'll have to have you back.
All right. Thank you guys for having me.
All
right. Thank you all for what you do.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Go to a break.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you
help?
All I need is my brother. Say I'm gonna get it. I know it's sad no more.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call Certified Financial Planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Linda and I live a pretty hectic life, and when we get away, we want to have a place that provides solitude and quiet. Well, we found that place, Cottage by the Sea, over in Smith River. Imagine a weekend away from all the concerns of your everyday life. Sunrise, sunsets, walk on a beach that is never crowded, privacy, quiet, and solitude. cottage has full kitchen, hot tub, ocean views, and it's only a short drive to Brookings, Oregon if you want to go over there to the shops. Call Lori at 541-469-3414. That's Cottage by the Sea.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em-style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500 plus weekly drawings. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day. Win 100 grand. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Football is better at the river. Start your week outright with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements. Pigskin Party. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Hop on our tailgate buffet. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share and kicked in my bed, but I've come through. I need to go home.
Yeah, Sovereign Mind Radio, we are the champions. And when I talk about champions, I'm talking about those battle-hardened warriors out there. I'm talking about, you know, the people that have been in the Patriot movement from day one, the people who show up every week to the meetings, the people who get involved, the people who do things. You are the champions. And with that said, we need to talk about the IRS a little bit.
Yes, we do. That's been a long battle on this one.
Yeah, the I'll tell you what, this has come to a head finally, but I don't think the fat lady has sung. This is not over yet. This particular part of the war has ended, this particular battle.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be the last of it.
Not at all. It's you know, but remember when you know, the Tea Party and the Patriots were all targeted, and oh, there's nothing to this. There's not even a smidgen of corruption over there at the IRS. Well,
yeah, they wouldn't do anything like that. They always follow the law.
Yeah, and it turns out that they actually don't. We have been involved in a court battle with these guys since, well, it started in 2010. Got involved with the ACLJ about, I think it was 2012, maybe 2011.
Yeah, right in there.
And, you know, so we started working with them. There's been over 400 plaintiffs Our case was Lynchpins of Liberty versus the United States. That was 41 plaintiffs. And the second case was NorCal Tea Party Patriots versus the Internal Revenue Service, was a class action suit that included 428 members. Attorney General Sessions released the following statement this last week. Chief Justice Marshall, John Marshall, wrote that the power to tax involves the power to destroy. It is not to be denied. And that it should also be without question that our First Amendment prohibits the federal government from treating groups differently based solely on their viewpoint or ideology. So there was a big, huge win, and I think you've probably seen it if you looked at all at any of the media outlets this last week. It was on CBS. It was on.
It was.
Oh yeah.
I don't watch them, so I don't know.
I'm just telling you the where it did end up. Okay. You know, I've got. It was on the Washington Examiner. It was on CBS News. It was on U.S. News and World Report. Town Hall, Breitbart, Fox News. And so, you know, that they admitted in the documents that there was targeting of the Patriots, targeting of the Tea Parties, and they settled favorably. And this is historic in that, oh, they apologized. Well, you know, that apology is you know, not really something that we need to concern ourselves about. The fact that they admitted that they were unlawfully targeting everybody. And Lois Lerner, is, as a part of the judgment, admitted that in the court papers.
Right. And she was listed.
And she was listed in
the
court
papers. Yes,
and
that's a big deal.
So, there's so now people are worried, was there any kind of money involved in this suit? Well, it seems that the NorCal Tea Party might have gotten some money. I haven't seen any amounts yet, and I did some calculations. I heard an amount of $3 million. But this was never about money for us.
No. This it was the principle.
It was about accountability. It was about
principle.
Rule of law.
Justice.
It was about justice. And the fat lady has not sung yet.
Well, maybe we should back up a little bit and let the people know exactly what we're talking about. Because when 2010-11 is when we put in the application for the tax exemption?
Yes, it was March of 2010. And that application was thrown into the, you know, was intercepted under the BOLO list, which is Be on the Lookout, because it had the name Patriots in it. And it was put off to the side. And
right. They were supposed to respond within 180 days?
It's 270 days. By law, within 270 days, they are supposed to either deny or approve the application. What they did was threw it on the pile with the rest of the Patriot applications of tax-exempt status right during an election cycle so that they would lose all of the benefit of contributions to get their First Amendment rights out there to be able to combat the mainstream in-the-tank corrupt media and the Democrats, you know, with the election cycle. And that's what it was designed to do, was to strip them of the right to be able to have a platform in the communities to show that there was something going wrong
and it did
in Washington.
And it did affect the local Tea Party, because we did have donors, big donors, that would not donate at the time of the beginning when we started because of it.
That is correct. So Lois Lerner has admitted that it was wrong, and now in the court documents, it is now legal, legally binding that it was unlawful. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now what you have to understand is that, and let's talk about the money a little more. You know, where if we did receive a settlement, and I figured out if it was $3 million for those guys split four ways, and the attorney or 400 and something ways, and the attorney gets half, they're about $3,000 a piece. Now, that's nothing. But at the same time, the IRS has never, ever admitted doing an unlawful act in its history. Mm-hmm. This is an admission in court.
Right.
Okay. Which now can be cited as facts if there's any other cases.
Exactly. It opens a gate big time for a lot of different organizations that are out there and want to become an organization.
It also opens the door for a legal criminal prosecution.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that a lot of people had trouble understanding. As a civil suit, this never had the capability of putting anybody in prison.
No.
But now, right, through the civil suit, we have a signed, basically a signed confession from the IRS that, yes, groups were targeted. They were targeted on purpose. There was people that willfully and with intent committed these acts, and those are now declared as facts in a court of law that can be taken in another case.
And I can post the court decision when it's all done and said onto the websites, and you can take a look at it. The federal judge ordered the IRS to release the names of specific employees involved in targeting the Tea Party groups after years of litigation. Now, this is the same judge that was overseeing the court case in the U.S. This is U.S. District Court, District of Columbia, said that the IRS must provide information about which groups were targeted and why, and along with the strategy to make sure the targeting doesn't happen again. But he wants the names of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he want that as a part of the record?
Prosecution.
Maybe Jeff Sessions, when he said he wasn't going to prosecute anybody, that was before he had a legal judgment against them.
Yeah, legal list of what was done and who committed it.
Jeff Sessions also said that he wasn't going to prosecute Hillary for all of the server and all of the corruption and the pay for play and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until this last week or so, when I don't know, a couple of things slipped out, like there was collusion, but it was the Democratic National Committee and Hillary's campaign, and the dossier was fake, and we could go on and on and on and on. Now
it was paid for and constructed by the DNC.
Yes. Now there's been Senate hearings are starting, Congress is starting to have hearings. Do you think that they're going to prosecute anybody this time? That's the question.
They damn well better.
I'm telling you. I mean, I think Sessions will get fired over this if people don't start going to jail or getting handcuffed. We'll see what happens on Monday with Mueller. He's supposed to have released, some information leaked to the public that says that they're going to have somebody charged on Monday. I wonder who that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just a last-ditch effort to try to show everybody he's actually doing something in this investigation.
Well, that's when, during the elections, when you saw rallies of tens of thousands of people filling coliseums, filling stadiums for Donald Trump, chanting, lock her up, lock her up.
Yeah, that really hasn't gone away. Yeah,
that wasn't a suggestion.
Yeah, that wasn't like, maybe you could just soft pedal this thing and then make it a deal.
Yeah, I don't think people have forgotten. Like, we're hoping that they...
I love seeing this in the Washington Times. Trump administration officially apologizes for IRS Tea Party targeting. Now, notice how they frame that.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump administration. The Trump administration hasn't even been in there a year. Okay? They had nothing to do with this stuff. Okay?
Nothing.
Nothing.
They're the ones that finally quit, farting around trying to drag it out in court.
They're the ones
it.
That actually, appointed somebody to head up the exempt organization, and then they looked at all the evidence and told the IRS that they better settle this thing because this could go ugly faster than they realize, and that the IRS was in the wrong and they need to apologize for their illegal, unlawful conduct.
And my other question is Lois Lerner, Miss Fifth Amendment, how long do you think it's going to take for her to turn state evidence and start squawking about where the orders came from?
Isn't that quite kind of interesting?
Hmm.
I think that, we'll see what happens, but I think Lois Lerner has some legal problems, just like Hillary has some legal problems.
I think Koskinen's got some problems, too.
I forgot. Koskinen is getting fired, too.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? Okay, so Koskinen just lost his job, okay, but he only had till November 12th before his term was up anyway. So the real deal is that, it was just a matter of time before he was gone. He's not going to get re-upped. So there is a lot of things that are happening right now. Is this a historic win? I believe it is. Should we have been paid money? Maybe, but where's the money coming from if they did pay us?
From us.
From us.
The U.S. Treasury, that would be us, okay? So do we really want to get money from the guys that are robbing us in the first place to pay ourselves? I don't know.
No.
No.
No. Because you know what happened is during the course of this last 6 years or whatever, we've turned into a lean, mean fighting machine. All you people out there have, you know, when you ain't got nothing to lose, you got nothing to lose.
Well, they thought that we would just go away.
Well,
that we would back down, that they would scare us, we were intimidated, or whatever, which did not happen. We just pushed forward.
This is the exact thing that is, this is a result of, you know, taking alcohol away from an Irishman. Because if you take the alcohol away from an Irishman or a Scotsman, they'll probably start conquering the world.
Yep.
How do you like me now?
What's that joke? And on the eighth day, God created whiskey to stop the Irish from taking over the world.
So obviously I'm joking, but you know something? If you piss enough people off with your illegal activity, with trying to shut them down, you know, trying to take over the country, you know, with your communist, socialist, redistribution of the wealth crap, at some point in time, you start pissing people off, they're not going away. This will turn into an absolute violent confrontation if you guys don't back down.
Yeah. At the end of the day, if it continues, it will be a fight.
Well, what was nice...
Everyone, gird your loins!
What was really nice about this one, too, was it shows people, if you know the truth, you stick with the truth, mm-hmm. and you keep marching forward...
That's right.
Does come out in the end. It may take a while. And you may have to take some bumps and bruises along the way, which we did for a few years.
Sometimes running on empty is a good thing.
Exactly.
So,
you know, so
I think that
it gives people hope.
I think that people have formed groups. It turned us into, if you pardon the pun, community organizers. Where do you think the State of Jefferson movement got its first, what's the word I'm looking for? Energy.
Yeah, it was from simple citizens taking to the road and, you know, town after town and town hall after town hall to bring the word to the people. And it spread like wildfire, and it continues to spread.
So you people out there, and you know who I'm talking about, you should be proud of yourselves. You stood up, you know, you spoke truth to the government. You spoke truth to power. And that takes guts, and it takes, you know, heart, and it takes a lot of things to make sure that the government is being held accountable. Will the group get an individual apology in writing? Yes.
And we have to take our hats off to Jay Sekulow and his team for helping us out with this.
ACLJ.
Now, thank goodness for them, because they, you know, kept our back for a lot of years and hung in there. No matter what our decision was, they ran with whatever we gave them.
Now, we could have hitched our wagon to another star. We could have hitched our wagon to the NorCal Tea Parties, but I don't think we made any mistake. I don't think we made a mistake sticking with the ACLJ.
I don't think so either.
I think that this is a historic win. I think it does have teeth as time progresses. I think more people are going to realize it, that it has teeth. And, you know, it's one of those moments where you look back and you go, man, this was a hard fight, but, you know, we never gave up. We never gave in.
Nope, they conceded. They conceded. Finally, yes, we did this. Yes, it was intentional. Yes, it was illegal. And here's who did it. That is massive.
I agree.
Yep.
So we've got that, and there will be more... facts coming out about that. There's also going to be a documentary.
I was going to say, yeah.
There's a documentary where they're going to interview a lot of the principals in these particular tea parties. And that's going to go nationwide. That's going to be big. That's going to show what happened. And was there a smidgen of corruption? It was corrupt from top to bottom. Was the White House corrupt? Oh, I don't know. Were they approving uranium deals to foreign governments? Oh, they would never attack their... You know, here's the thing. We have been attacked by our own government now for quite a number of years. And if you don't think that that's the truth, then you need to pull your head out of the sand and any other orifice that it happens to be in. Okay?
Yeah.
We have been at war with our government. We are at war right now, locally, state, and federally. Has the ship turned? Absolutely. And it's turned because of individuals like these people that I'm talking about out there in the community that have been fighting long and hard for their liberty, for in defiance of the status quo, in defiance of the media, in defiance of the powers that be. And that's important. Should we go to a break?
I think we shall. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North Street.
Better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
In Reading alone, a property crime is committed every 2.5 hours. That's 3,837 in 2016. That includes burglary, larceny, and vehicle theft. If your business has plants, keep them in planter boxes with sides at least 4 feet high. By making the boxes raised very narrow and allowing plants to grow over them, it makes them difficult to both hide in or sit on for long periods of time. This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Oh,
Yep. It's more than a feeling, that's for darn sure. All right.
It's a gut feeling.
Hearsay, a statement that is made out of court that is offered in court as evidence to prove the truth of the matters that is asserted. Well, we've just had a statement in court that was an admission by the party in court of illegal activity. That could be a problem. So, what else we got? We got about like 7 minutes here. We got to run through Alabama is going to exempt gold and silver bullion from sales tax. That could be helpful. I'll run through these real quick. Las Vegas shooter brother arrested on child porn charges. That's kind of an interesting little tidbit. Let's see. Revealed America's actual debt. We don't need
that. How about the fact that America's about to go back to 24-hour-a-day nuclear alert?
Yeah. I mean, I got a thing here, a blurb. This is Mattis. Excuse me. Warns of North Korea catastrophe ahead of Trump's DMZ visit. Wow, that's kind of spooky. We'll see what happens there. I mean, we've been told the economy is coming back. I'm looking at information that says UK retail sales plunge most since 2009. Maybe it's all coming back in the United States. I don't know. Trump's it's winning.
Well, there's got to be a bit of a reset. There's got to be a bit of a painful period to get us back on track.
Well,
that's the simple matter is because we have to stop doing what we've been doing and reverse course.
I agree. There's going to be a reset. I still think that that's going to happen. I think Trump is doing a battle, and I think we've got a currency problem. Merkel. Oh, yeah. This is what we wanted to play here for you.
No, President! No mercy!
Okay,
Bob.
Every last one of them.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking about. That's how we're approaching the battle here.
Well, before we get out of here, I just want to make a couple of announcements
of
different things that are coming up for our veterans and the community out there. Shasta Meadows Spirit Squad salutes the military. That's going to be this Friday, November 3rd, at Shasta Meadows Elementary School Gym at 2825 Yana Avenue. And that's at 8:30 a.m. Remember that we got the Veterans Day Parade out at Shasta Lake City. That begins at 10 a.m. on the 4th. And then we have Veterans Day coming up here shortly, 11:11 at 11 out at Igo Cemetery. Flyovers at 10:55. So come out and show your respect and pay honor.
Speaking of disrespect, I want everybody to get a hold of their Board of Supervisors. I've posted it on Sovereign Mind Radio on Facebook. And let these people know that you don't want a sanctuary state, county, or city. And so I have all their email numbers. There's telephone numbers. I highly suggest anybody that has any kind of backbone call these guys up and let them know that you do not want a sanctuary state, county, or city. You want it to be a non-sanctuary state that follows the Constitution and holds the federal government, you know, in one of its actually enumerated powers as the law. Wow. Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that.
What else
and
we got?
And see what kind of response you get, if you get anything.
Mm-hmm. And keep a very close eye on the Catalonia independence thing that's going on.
Yeah, that's turning into a big deal, huh?
I don't know how many people remember the violence in Catalonia and the car bombings and the things that went on prior to the Barcelona games. There's a long history of dissent and in that region. And, you know, watching this, don't be surprised if the Basques don't get fired up again.
Yeah, I got Spain ready to take control after Catalonia declares independence. Oh, so they actually declared independence?
Yeah, the Catalonia parliament voted for independence. And Spain sending in the troops to respond.
You got the Malheur thing coming up, too. We're working on that.
Yeah, the Bundy trial was going on. We're working with some people to get some of the people that are involved with that on
the
air.
Is this the third trial, the second trial, or the first trial?
It'll be the first Nevada trial for the Bundys. They had the trial in Oregon over Malheur where they were let go. Now they've been sitting in prison awaiting to be tried for the Bunkerville incident or standoff or whatever they're trying to call it nowadays. But yeah, there is actually a third trial coming for the Bunkerville defendants. They've been unable to get guilty convictions for two trials now, and they're about to try to re-prosecute two of the individuals yet a third time.
Wow.
Well, I guess Double Jeopardy doesn't matter. That silly little document called the Constitution.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have a caller on the line.
Yeah, can we get Jeff Nelson on?
Sure.
Better hurry up.
Hurry up, Jeff. Good morning.
Okay, I'll make it quick. I've been the leader of the Patriot Guard Riders. We're Patriot, and, you know, we don't charge for our service. We're the guys with the motorcycles that escort the veterans to wherever they need to be laid to rest. And so we put in for our 401, and same old thing, you know, delay, and we had some good people. We had a district manager of the bank doing the finances, and I had a personal friend who is a grant writer, and so we did all the right things and turned it into some of the big donors in the area, and they all turned us down. They said, we'd love to do it, you know, but without the 401, we can't do it. Mm-hmm. And so we tried for several years to do that, and Lawrence and Lerner and the gang kept jacking us around, and so we finally just gave up on it. So I'm glad to hear that justice finally has risen. Took it long enough, but
it's getting there.
That was just a little sidebar to what everybody else was facing.
Oh, thanks, yeah. Jeff. We appreciate that. Yeah, you know, that's the thing is we're not going to give up on this stuff. Our freedom is at stake. That's the big picture here. These are the little skirmishes that are fighting. But, yeah, this isn't going to go away, and we're going to continue to battle this thing out until we get back to constitutional legal authority.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in,
Jeff.
We appreciate
sure.
it.
All right.
Well, we're just about at the end, if not at the end.
Yeah, I think we're kind of close to the end. I'm not sure.
We are.
The music. Okay, we're going to play something a little different this time because, I don't know, I just felt different. Anyway, you were born an original, don't buy a copy. Remember, your amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You have been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty over security, truth over lies. Hey, happy Halloween.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North Star.
You're on KCNR, Shasta Redding.